We walked the artificial turf. Adrian knelt periodically to pick up large, stray nails. Though they had contemplated leaving Juarez and even separating because the pain was too great, Adrian and his wife would never muster the courage to leave behind their son, now buried in a cemetery close to the airport, where the ground moved subtly with takeoff and landing. The exodus grew by the day. "Before, I never gave a damn about anyone other than my family," Adrian said. "Now that family has expanded." Then he stopped, put his hands on his hips, and choked up. He took his right hand, wiped away a tear, struggled to find his voice. "Vive," Adrian assured me. "I can always feel Rodrigo's presence." We stopped. He kneeled and noticed another nail. He picked it up, wiping a nagging tear, and rose from his knees. "Why do you do this?" I asked. "This is so painful for you." "We're building a community with the blood of our children," he said.